Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Hei. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Dalet on the base, about 15 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Shachat Yisrael v'Kibel HaKoyin that the Yisrael did Shechita and the Koyin did Kabbalah. Ask the Gemara, Loisagi Delav Yisrael Hi, must a Yisrael do the Shechita? And what happens if a Kohen does the Shechita? And it's the Gemara, he goofa kamashman. That's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Shechita bizarre kshera. That the Shechita can be done by Yisrael. Of course, it doesn't have to be done by Yisrael. Then the Mishnah taught us v'hakibel HaKohen. It's like Rashi says, the fact that the Mishnah emphasizes that the Kabbalah is done by the Kohen. What's the Mishnah teaching us? HaKamashmalon Mikabbalah v'eilich mitzvah kuna. After the Kabbalah and on, the Kabbalah and on must be done by Kohen. Then it said in the Mishnah, Noisn l'chaveroi, that they had like some assembly line of Kohanim, one Kohen passing the pan of blood to the next. Shmamina, from here we see, seemingly, says the Gemara, Shailocha shleberegel hava alocha, that you don't have to actually walk with the pan to the Mizbeach, but passing the pan towards the Mizbeach is enough, which is a question of Masechta Tzvachim, do you accomplish halacha that way or not? Says the Gemara, there's no proof from our Mishnah. Dimahu d'nai purta. Perhaps the Kohen didn't just pass the pan, he moves a drop with the pan to accomplish mitzvah halacha. And there's a machlokes harishayim, which Kohen actually moves with the pan. Some Rishonim says the last Kohen on the line who's actually going to bring it to the Mizbeach, he's the one that moves with the pan. And others say that every Kohen along the line moves it a drop. So if that's the case, that everybody's moving it, what does the Mishnah have to tell us? The Mishnah is teaching us a new concept in Halacha, a concept that a mitzvah that could be done by many people should be done by many people. And the way the Rishonim explain it is that normally a carbon, there's so many different parts to the hakrov of a carbon, to the offering of a carbon, so many kohanim are involved, that's how we accomplish b'roi v'am hadras melech. Less kohanim are required to do the carbon Pesach, but we want to accomplish b'roi v'am hadras melech. How do we accomplish b'roi v'am hadras melech? By having this assembly line of many kohanim. However, 2 points I'd like to point out. The Shas HaTshuvas Mishnah Halacha says this is the basis where there's a minig by a bris, you have to have a kfater who brings the baby to the sandik. Some people have a number of kfaters, a number of people passing the baby up till the sandik, which is really the concept of our Gemara. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that's only accomplished when everybody's bringing it a little closer to the sandik. Just to pass the baby without any accomplishment, that's not Roivam Hadras Melech. It's like an algemar, it has to be an assembly line leading up to the sandik. The Stechemet has a discussion that although the Mora here has established the Roivam Hadras Melech, he says, let's say there's a shaila to have a bris, and the bris mila should take place in the morning. But in the morning, you won't get such a large crowd to the bris. In the middle of the day, there'll be a bigger crowd. So, should you do Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs, or should you do B'roi V'am Hadras Melech? So they say, Chemet speaks about it at length, and he says, certainly Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs takes precedence over B'roi V'am Hadras Melech. So the Mishnah said, Kibel Es HaMelech, and Molei, the Kohen receives the full pan of blood as he's moving it to the Mizbeach, or Machzarek, and then they return the empty pan back to the beginning of the line. Avl Ipchaloi. What the Gemara says is, it has to be, if the Kohen has a choice to pass on a full pan or to pass a empty pan, pass the full pan. Why? Because Mesaila Rebbe Shlokish. Damar Shlokish, Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs. The way the Meiri explains the Gemara is as follows. Passing a full pan towards the Mizbeach is a mitzvah. It's called Halacha. Taking a pan that's empty back is a machshire mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah, it's just a machshire mitzvah. A mitzvah takes precedence to a machshire mitzvah. And this concept of Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs is also a concept that's used a lot in Halacha. One shaila that many people poskim discuss is if somebody's walking to shul, and to go to the shul where he davens, he has to pass a different shul. So how does he have a right to go to his destination if he could daven in the shul that he passed? Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs. So some poskim actually use the concept that the Meiri just taught us to answer that shaila. They say that Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs means that you have two mitzvahs in front of you. You have a mitzvah and a mechshiri mitzvah. I'm sorry. The Meiri said here we have a mitzvah and a mechshiri mitzvah. So we say that a mitzvah takes precedence over a mechshiri mitzvah. But when you have two mitzvahs, going to one shul is a mitzvah, and going to the other shul is a mitzvah, or both are maybe mechshiri mitzvah, there is no concept of Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs. However, I saw an interesting psak from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says in a lot of shuls, they have like the main minyan, the main shul, where they have the Aron Kodesh and davening. And then in a side room, they also have minyanim. But there's no Aron Kodesh in that room. So the people from the side minyanim, when they need to get it, say, for Torah, they have to come into the main shul to pick it up. And let's say they just laned in the main shul, and they did Hagba Galila, and somebody's sitting with a Sefer Torah. So should you pass, and you have to walk by him to go to the Aron to get another Sefer? He says you should not do that. Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs. You have a Sefer Torah available to you, take that Sefer Torah. And he takes it a step further. He says, let's say the person sitting with the Sefer Torah in his hand is waiting till they say the Hallelujah when they return the Sefer Torah. And by you taking the Sefer Torah, they will lose that opportunity. He says, Eim Avirim L'Mitzvahs is more important than that. They should say Hallelujah anyway, but they don't have to put it back into the Aron. He does say that let's say the person is sitting holding the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, and they haven't said yet you can perk him in the Mishberach, then you shouldn't take the Sefer Torah away from him. Because holding the Sefer Torah when the Yukim Purkin and Mishaberech is said is part of the Nusach HaTfilah, so you shouldn't take that away from him. Then go to the Aron Kodesh and take another Sefer Torah. Continues the Gemara. Kohen HaKarev Eitzel HaMizbeach. We said that the Kohen, the last on the line, closest to the Mizbeach, he's the one that does the Zrika to the Mizbeach. So we see that it's done with Zrika, with throwing, because there are two ways of applying the blood to the Mizbeach. One is with Zrika, throwing it, and one is with Shvicha, pouring it on the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah says to do Zrika. Who's the Tana that says that the Korban Pesach dam is applied to the Mizbeach through Zrika? Amrav Chizda Rabbi Yosei Aglilihi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosei Aglili Aymer, the Pasuk says by the Bechor Korban, as Domam Tizrak al Mizbeach, Ves Chelbam Takter. So it points out the Gemara, Dom Oy Loinam, it doesn't say Doma in the singular, which would be speaking about one Karbam, El Domam, their blood, in the plural. Chelboy Loinamar, it doesn't say their fat, Chelbam. So it's obviously speaking about more than one Karbam. Which Karbanos are we referring to? Limeid Al Bechor Umaisur Pesach, Shehein Tunan Matan Dom, that the Maisur and Pesach also require application of blood, Vemurin, and the fats, Legabim Mizbeach. Why do we compare the Maaser and Pesach more than any other carbon to Bechor? So Rishonim explained, because Bechor is Kachim Kalim, and Maaser and Pesach are Kachim Kalim. Menolon, the Tu'unim Yisoid, how do you know that the place that they're put on the Mizbeach, the throne on the Mizbeach, is the part on the Mizbeach where there's a base? Amar Belaza, as he is Rika, Zrika Ma'ayla. We learn Exereshav the word Zrika from Ayla. Ksiv Hachas, Domen Tizraik, Al Mizbeach. The ksiv hasam by the carbon oila, the zark of the iron akan is dama mizbeach saviv. Ma oila tuna yusayd. The oila is thrown with his base. Af pesach nami tuna yusayd. The pesach is also thrown to a place where there's a base. Ask the gemara of oila gufa menolan. And how do we know by the carbon oila that it should be thrown to a place where there's a base? Amakra el yusayd mizbach oila. Alma, why does the Torah include the word yusayd? Alma oila tuna yusayd, that the oila should be thrown, the blood of the oil should be thrown to where there's a base. So the Rishonim discuss, should be thrown on a corner where there's a base, which they say would be, the best corner would be the southeast corner, because the northeast corner doesn't have a base, or does it mean against even a wall, as long as in the area of the wall you're throwing, there should be a base. What happens if you have a Korban Pesach that you did not do any Zrikas Adam? So certainly, you have to bring another Korban. because a carbon without tzarika, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. The question is the carbon possible or not? The Ar Sameach says the carbon becomes possible, becomes totally invalid if you didn't do Zrikas Adam. The Chazanish says that the carbon is still a kosher carbon. You're allowed to eat it, but you have to bring another carbon to be mekayim mitzvah Zrikas Adam. So the Mishnah said, Yotzakas Rishon, the first group goes out. We said last that we have three groups. The first group, then the second group, then the third group. Tana, and we learned the last group, Hinakras Kas Atzlonis. It's called the lazy group. Ask the Gemara, Voloi Sagdalav Achi, why are you calling them lazy? They had no choice. My Havalei Lemevid, you have to have three group. And says the Gemara, Hilochi Boilei Zruzi Nafshi. They should have been a little more bezrizis. They should have been a little quicker to try to get into one of the earlier groups. So like the Mepharshim explained, look at this Gemara. There has to be a third group. Halachically, it's required. So a person that's in the third group has a valid excuse why he's in the last group. He wants to mekayim what the Mishnah said. Still, the Gemara calls them atzlonim. What happens if a person's excuse for being late is just because he slept late or just was damn lazy? What's he called? Kiritanya, Rabbi Omer. The world needs people who sell perfume and people who sell who work with animal hides, which has an odor. Better is it to be working in the perfume business. Somebody has to be a tanner. The world needs boys and girls. Very difficult Gemara to understand. So the Mepharshim explained, Pasha Pshat is that girls are a bigger headache. You have to watch with a girl when she's young that she should not be abused. When she's older, you have to marry her off. You have to be concerned that she should be able to have Baruch Hashem children. So there are a lot more concerns. That's why boys are less problematic. Another shot that the Ben Ish Chai says, why does the Gemara say, Ashimi Shabonov Zacharim and Bonov Nekevis? Bonov, Loshen Rabin. So he says, the Gemara says, and that's what the halacha is, that to Mekayim Mitzvahs Pru Revu, you have to have a boy and a girl. So of course you should have a girl. But you can have a number of children. Asher Misha Bonov Zacharim. From all the children you have more boys than girls. But you certainly should have boys. Oilei Misha Bonov Nekevis, that he has more girls than boys. Another pshat that I saw is, has nothing to do with boys or girls. Asher Misha Bonov Zacharim, a boy is supposed to be thinking about Torah, mitzvahs. Not supposed to be thinking about how you look and how you dress. Asher Misha Bonov, good is that you raise your children that your boys should act like Zacharim, that they should be thinking about Torah and mitzvahs, not like Nekevis thinking about how they look. But another pshat is like this. Shabonov, his boys act like Zacharim, not like Nekevis. And another pshat that we'll say is like this. It has nothing to do with boys or girls. Zacharim always represents a person who's mashpia, a person who's able to teach and influence others. And the Kavis always represents somebody who is influenced and is always a receiver. Ashrei mi, great is it to a person, Shabonov, that he raises his children. It makes a difference, boys or girls. Zacharim, that they should be people who have power to influence, power to give. Oilei lemi, not the right chinuch is, mi Shabonov, his boys or girls, males or females, the Kavis, that the takers, the not givers. Kidmasei b'chol, so we learned that the same way the Karm Pesach was processed during the week, Kach Masei B'Shabbos. And then the Mishnah continued, just there was one thing that happened, that they used to have a drainage system in the Azara, that the drain was closed up, and the blood accumulated, and then they used to open it up and sweep the blood into the drain. Why they wanted the blood to accumulate, we'll learn soon. But the Mishnah says, the Chachamim were not happy about this sweeping of the blood. And we'll understand now why. Interestingly, the Michel Shitzchak speaks about the Shaila. Let's say someone's washroom gets clogged up on Shabbos. So are you allowed to use a plunger to open it up? So he says, from our Gemara, we see that the only problem is the sweeping of the blood into the hole. But the actual opening and closing of the drain is not an issue, and he says a plunger may be used, Shabbos and Yontif. So now the Gemara says, Shalai B'Tzayin Chachamim, this sweeping the blood, the Chazal were not happy. Man, who is that? Amr V'Chizda, Shalai B'Tzayin Reb Elezer. Rav Elazar wasn't satisfied with it. Di Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, Ha'amri, the Rabbanan hold, Shvusu, sweeping the blood is only an Issur Rabbanan, V'ein Shvus B'Migdash, and there is no Issuri Rabbanan Beis HaMikdash. Mayhi, ask the Gemara, what are we referring to? The Tanya, we learned the Gemara Masech the Shabbos. Echad HaChoylif, somebody who milks a cow on Shabbos. V'Mechabetz, V'Mechabetz means somebody who separates the curds from the liquid, or the whey from the curds, which is also Asr. Choylev is Asr because it's the Malacha of Dosh. Mechabetz is Asr of the Malacha of Boirer, separating good from bad. For Megavim, making cheese, and the Malacha of making cheese is Boina. And like the Miri explains, even though we learned Ein Binyan B'Kalim, that when you put together a utensil, there's no binyan. So why is there binyan when you put a food together? So he says, when you put a keli together, it's not meant to be permanent. When you make a food, it's meant to be permanent. So that's why it is boina. If you do the amount of kegroigris, everybody agrees that there's issa deraisa. Hamechabed, if somebody sweeps the floor. Vamerabetz, merabetz means that they used to have floors made out of earth, out of dust. And the dust used to rise, and they used to pour water, sprinkle water on it to settle the dust. Again, meleches boina. Varei de chalas devash. If somebody takes off honeycombs, the melach is melachas sira. B'shoyig b'shabbos. If he does it b'shoyig on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatis. Hezit b'yontif, and he does it mezit on yontif. Loikas aboim, he gets malchus divrei Rabbi Elazar. So the Rishonim ask a number of questions. Firstly, they ask, why by Shabbos do we talk about shoyig, and by yontif we talk about mezit? We should either be talking shoyig both or mezit both. So they answer that on Shabbos, we usually assume a person doesn't do an aver b'mezit. A person doesn't aver b'shoygik. So that's what the Gemara says, shoygik b'shabbos chayiv chatas. On yontif, there is no oynish. There is no punishment written in the Torah if you do an aver b'shoygik. So the Brisa couldn't say what we're going to do to you if you do it b'shoygik on yontif. We do nothing. So that's why we had to pick yontif speaking about mezit. But now the question is, if it's yontif, so there's oichel nefesh, is mutter on yontif. So if it's Oichel Nefesh, it's Mutter and Yontif, why is there an Isser? So they answer that the milk and cheese that's being processed is non-kosher milk or cheese. So there's no heter of Oichel Nefesh. Oichel Nefesh is only applicable on food that you could eat. And the Roy de Chalas Devash, taking off the honeycomb, is either few terutzim. One terutz is that on the Meleches Ktsira, which is the Melech we said that coins Rabbi Elazar, you're over. When you take off a honeycomb, there is no heter of Oichel Nefesh. That's the way some Rishonim explain. Other Rishonim explain that by a Roy de Chalas Tavash, you're doing it the last minute of Yontif. So there's no more time that you're obviously not doing it for Yontif. And even according to the Mandama that we discussed, that says Hoyl, that even if you're not doing it for Yontif, it's still Mutter. That's only Mutter if you could possibly use it in Yontif. You'll have guests. But if you take it off the last minute of Yontif, there's no guest that could use it, so it's an Isser. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it's an Isser Deraisa. So Tosfos asks, what are we saying it's an Isser Deraisa by Mechabed and Merabetz? Because you're sweeping the earthen floor, which is Boin. Ask Tosfos that in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't have earth floors, they had marble floors. So what's the issue, even according to Rabbi Elazar? So Tosfos says two answers. One answer says that between the slabs of marble, there were grooves. Those grooves were earthen, were earth. So that's where there was earth. Another teretz, Tosfos says, very interesting teretz. Tosfos says there are two types of drabonans. One type of drabonan is drabonan made a new concept. The best example is muksa. There's no basis for muksa in the Torah. The drabonan created a concept called muksa. Another example of the Rabbanan is that they made a gzeira to protect a deraisa. Says Tosfos, when we say ein shvus b'migdash, that there are no issur drabbanan in the base of migdash according to Rabbi Elazar, that's only on a drabbanan which is completely made up by the Rabbanan, like muksa. However, a drabbanan which is made up, which was made to protect a deraisa, like Mechaber and Merabetz, where it could be a deraisa when it's earth floor, that's even usher in the Beis HaMikdash. So before we go further, so what about sweeping nowadays? Our floors, are you allowed to sweep? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says if you don't have an earth floor, you have a floor made out of wood or whatever, marble, you have no problem. Just the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says, but if we should be machmer, that even if you have such a floor, not to sweep. Says the Mishnah Berurah. What does the Ramah mean? He says the Ramah means that if you live in a place where some people have earth floors, and some people have wood or marble floors, don't sweep because you're going to get confused. But nowadays, he says, nobody has an earth floor anymore, so you're allowed to sweep. According to everybody, you're allowed to sweep. However, he says, you have to be careful what kind of broom you use. You have to use a broom that doesn't have hard bristles, because then there's another concern that you may break the bristles. You could only use a broom with soft bristles. So, back to our sugya, Rav Elezer is the one that holds being mechabed is an issa deraisa. That's why he was upset when they swept the Beis HaMikdash floor. And that's why there's no problem. Even the Chachamim who hold that sweeping is a Rabbanon were not satisfied with their sweeping the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Because Reb Nosson, he, the Tanya Reb Nosson Omer, even if we're allowed to do a shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, shvus tzricha etiru. Only a shvus that's absolutely necessary is mutar. Shvus ene tzricha etiru, this shvus is not absolutely necessary. Yehuda says they used to take a cup after they finished everything and pour it to the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer, kais haimimali medama teroivus, from all the blood that was on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, Azara, they took one cup of blood and they made one more Zrika. Why? Shim Yishafach Damash Lechemhem, if the blood of one of the Kabbanah spilled before they were able to do Zrika Saddam, so now we have a problem. Nimtzezem Machshiroi, by taking this one last spritz, you have that everybody had Zrika Saddam. Omloi Ler Behuda, so the Chacham Master Behuda, Vloi Ler Skabu Bekeli, what are you accomplishing? This dam that you're picking up from the floor never had Kabbalah in the Keli. And like Tosfos says, dam that did not have Kabbalah in a Keli is disqualified to put on the Mizbeach. So Yehuda says, Minoy Yadi, how do you know that it didn't have Kabbalah's dam? Alochi Kamerle, this is what Rabbanan say to him. Shemel in the Skaba B'Keli. Maybe this dam was never put into a Keli. So what are you accomplishing by picking it off the floor? If it didn't have Kabbalah and a Keli first, that Zrika would be useless, and not only useless, it would be Osir. Omlehem, Afni, Lamanti, Elabit, Niskab, B'Keli. I'm talking about that it first was put into a Keli, and then it spilled. So he says, Ha, Minayadi. If you're worried that the blood spilled, what makes you so certain that it only spilled after it got Niskab, B'Keli, after it was put into a Keli? Maybe it spilled first. So he says, Kahanim's reason, hey. Kahanim are careful that every drop of blood is accepted into a keli. Says the Gemara, if you're so confident about the Kahanim, is reason amay mishtapich. So if they're so careful, they shouldn't have ever spilled anything out. Answers the Gemara, aga v'zruzusayu, the avdi, since they're so anxious, like we explained yesterday, there were so many millions of people there, so you could get confused, you could get busy in mishtapich, and it will be spilled out. Asked some cipher, we're worried, the Gemara is worried that somebody's dam never got spilled, never had Zrika Saddam, and we're trying to help him. And what about the dam that was already Nizrak, and now we may be doing it over? No, the dam that you're picking up may be coming from the carbon that had Zrika Saddam, and now by doing Zrika Saddam again, it's Baal Taisif. Why isn't the Gemara worried about that? So Chassam Sofer says a very important teretz. He says, what does Baal Tosef mean? Baal Tosef means that you take an existing mitzvah and you change it. That you're supposed to wear four batim in the tefillin, you make five. That's Baal Tosef. But if you take a mitzvah that you only should do once a day and you do it twice a day, a person decides that he's going to put on tefillin twice a day. That's not Baal Tosef. So therefore over here, if the Zrika Saddam would be done a second time, that wouldn't be Baal Tosef. If you did Zrika differently than what the Torah told you, that's Baal Tosef. Here you're not doing it differently, and that's why there's no Baal Tosef. Ask the Gemara, but we have a different problem. all that blood that accumulated on the floor of the Mishka, Beis HaMikdash, in the animal, when the animal is killed, so the way the Rambam explains, first Dama Tamsis comes out. Dama Tamsis is not the lifeblood, it trickles out. Then Dama Nefesh, which is called lifeblood, comes out, and then more Dama Tamsis comes out. The way to tell if it's Dama Tamsis or Dama Nefesh is Dama Nefesh gushes out, spurts out, and this trickles out. Dama Tamsis is not kosher to use for Zrika. So we're back to where we started. You're picking up dam from the floor, maybe Dama Tamsis. And Taisa says, there is no problem unlike dam. Taisa makes a very interesting distinction. He says, dam that was never accepted into a keli is also to be put on the Mizbeach. Dam, HaTamsis, is not also to be put on the Mizbeach, but you're not accomplishing Zrika Saddam with it. And that's the Maraz Kasha. V'loi dam HaTamsis Muraboy. There's dam HaTamsis on the floor, so it's going to get mixed up with the other dam and nullify it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei dam HaTamsis dam Amal Yehu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's dam HaTamsis is considered full-fledged blood. The Tanya, dam HaTamsis Bazhara. The Tanakama, a Mesech decreases, holds dam HaTamsis is not considered blood, it's only a lav. Rabbi Yehuda on the Karas, it's like all blood Yechiv Karas. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that pshat? Vamer Belezer, Maider Yehuda Linya Kaparo. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in order to affect Kaparo, Fizrik Saddam, Shenin Mechaper, Dam Atamsis is not kosher, Shenemar, Ki Adam Hu Benefesh, Yechaper. Dam Shenefesh Yoitzaba, Dam HaNefesh, Mechaper. You could do Zrika with. Dam Shenin Nefesh Yoitzaba, Dam Atamsis Enin Mechaper. So, we're back to where we started. You have all this blood accumulated on the floor, but you have Dama Nefesh, and you have Dama Tamsis, and you have maybe more Dama Tamsis. So what are you accomplishing? It says the Gemara, El Rabbi Yehuda, L'tamei, Dama ain't Dama Mevatel Dam. One Dam is not Mevatel another Dam. It's a Gemara Mesech Tezvachim. The Gemara Mesech Tezvachim says like this. Let's say you had Dam that you have to do Zrikas Adam with, and it got mixed up with other blood that you don't have to, that's not Dam for Zrikas Adam. So the Tanakhama says, Roin es adam kilu humayim. We look at the non-qualified blood as if it were water. And if that water were to be mixed with the dam, if it would still look like blood, then you could use it for Zrikas Adam. If there's so much that would look like water, not like blood, then you can't use it for Zrikas Adam. Yehuda says, it doesn't bother me. Since they're both dam, even though this is kosher dam, and this is not kosher dam, ain't dam mevatel dam. So according to Yehuda, you could always do Zrik Saddam, even if there's Dama Tamsis in this mixture. Tanya, continues the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said to chachamim, Lidav Reichem, Lama Paikik in Sazaro. Like the Tzlach explains the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yehuda says to the chachamim, according to me, we understand why they closed up the drain and had all this blood accumulate, made a big mess, but we had no choice, because we want to do this one more Zrika to make sure that everybody's Karban Pesach had Zrika Saddam. But according to you, that you're saying that this Zrika Saddam is going to be ineffective anyway, so why close up the drain? Amloi, so the Chum answered him, Shvachul b'nei Aaron, Shiyelchu Arak v'sein b'dam. It's a Shvach that the Kohanim walk knee-dipped, ankle-dipped, all the way in blood, to show how much they love doing the Avodah, they're ready to walk in blood. And like the Sfasema says, it's not only Kohanim, it was also Yisraelim. As we learned yesterday, the Azara was full of Yisraelim when they brought the Karban Pesach. But everybody wanted to show their Chavivus of the Mitzvah. And there's a very interesting and famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer discusses when somebody buys an Esrig. So as the yontif gets on, and you use the esrog every day, and sometimes you hold the esrog tight, and it gets a little discolored and starts to shrink, and it doesn't look so great. So the question was asked him, should you use such an esrog? He says, you should certainly use such an esrog. Shvachu l'bnei Aaron. The esrog, how did it get to look this way? Because you used it for a mitzvah. So you certainly should use it. And the Nefesh Chaya, when they started bringing esrogim from Eretz Yisrael, so they were quite weak. So people didn't want to use them because they said they didn't stand up to the whole yontif. They didn't listen nice. He says, you should buy such an esrig. Shvachu. He also says an interesting thing. He says that an esrig that doesn't last is a siman that it's not a murkif. It's a to siman that it wasn't grafted. Because the esrog itself, he says, is a weak fruit. So a lot of handling it, would not, a real esrog cannot withstand it. If you see that an esrog gets to look not so great, that means you have a kosher esrog. Ask the Gemara, v'kachayitz, there's a chatzitza, all that blood, there's not going to be any chatzitza on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash when they're doing the avoda. Lachu, it's still wet. Kritanya, and we learned in a brisa, hadam v'adiyoy v'cholov, blood, ink, and milk, v'dvash, or honey. Yevashim, when they're dried on, chatzitzin, they're a chatzitza. Lachin, when they're moist, ain't chatzitzin, they're no chatzitza. The Ramah points out that the halacha is that blood on a shaychet's hand is never chatzitza, because that's how he walks around. But Ramah says a shaychet always has blood on his hands. The Paiskim say that blood on a moil's hand is even nice, because it shows the chavivus hamitzvah. But kahanim didn't have blood all the time. They weren't kahanim doing the avod all the time. That's why it's a chatzitza. But there's one point that should be remembered. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol had to go to the mikveh many times before he, in between avodas, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that he has to make sure to dry himself well. Why? Because if he's going to be wet, the moisture on his body will be a chatzitza between his clothing and his body. Why? Because the big day kahuna have to be directly on the body, and that moisture would be a chatzitza. The same halacha applies when a person puts on tefillin in the morning. The tefillin have to be on your head. So if somebody just took a shower or went to the mikveh and his hair is still wet, it's a shaila. Ask the Gemara, but there's another problem. V'kamatzvi manayu. The clothing get dirty from all that blood. V'tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, ha'i v'godim mutishtoshim. If a kohen's clothing get dirty, v'ovid, avidasoi psula. His avoid is pasul. So how could he do that? And like the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim explain, how dirty is dirty? So some say dirty is to the degree that you would be embarrassed to wear regular clothing. And others say, even if it's not that dirty, it just has dirt on it, it's already pasul. Says the Gemara, the Vichitema, maybe what you're telling me, the Madalim and Ayu, they lift up the clothing to prevent it from getting dirty. Ask the Gemara, that's not acceptable. Vatanya, Midoy Bad, Midoy. It has to be to your side. So you have to have them to your size, and you can't pick them up. And the Mefarshim explain as follows. Picking it up, just to pick it up, lifting it up is not a problem. If the clothing fit you, you just raise them. The issue is, they couldn't just pick them up because they have the pans in the hand. So their both hands are full. So what do they have to do? They have to tie them. Tying it means that you're permanently making it the wrong size, so that's not going to work. Says the Gemara, by lachas avaris lekeves, you know when they walked in the blood, even though it required lifting up the clothing, when they carried the avarim to the ramp, the lav avaydehu. That's not avayde anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara v'loy, carrying the avarim to the keves is not an avayde. V'hadam ibay kuhuna, if we see that only a kohen is allowed to do it, avaydehi. It's the best proof that's an avayde. The Tanya, Vikra Koin as a column is Becha, Zu Halachas Avarim Lekevis. This refers to carrying the Avarim to the Kevis, which is an Avaida. Says the Gemara, Ella, by Lachas Eitzel Marocha, what it means is when they carry the wood to the Mizbeach, to Lav Avaida, that's when they walked in the blood. Ask the Gemara, but what about by Lachas Avarim Lekevis, or by Lachas Dam, Mia Hecha Azli, how could they walk from wherever they were to the Mizbeach? They can't walk in the blood because you have the problem that they can make the clothing dirty and you can't lift the clothing, and they have to walk. Says the Gemara, the Mazgai, it's to be, they walked on platforms. And the Rishonim explained that the platforms, it's not considered that they added something to the Azara, because you're not allowed to change the dimensions of the Azara. Those platforms were part of the plan of the Azara, that they should be able to walk on the platforms and not get dirty from the blood when they're doing an Avodah. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ketzer Toilin Mafshitim, how was the stripping of the animal done? Karai, they opened up the animal, for Hoitza as Hamurav, they took out the internal organs, Nostin Mamegas, Lactirum, and they were put into a pan to be burnt. So now, who does the stripping? A Yisrael is allowed to do it. Ask the Gemara, Ata, who Gufa, who Makdalu? Is a Yisrael allowed to do Aktara. Aktara is an avoida that's only allowed to be done by a kohen. Answers the Gemara, Eima Laktira Gavin's Beich. The point of the Mishnah is not that the Yisrael is going to do the Aktara. Of course the Yisrael is not allowed to do the Aktara. The Yisrael opens up the animal and prepares it that the kohen afterwards should be able to do the Aktara. Yotzakas Rishayna, then the first group left with the Karan Pesach. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Kol Echad V'Oichad Noischan Pischa Be'oroi, every person put the Karan Pesach in its hide. So the two pshatim in Pesach Be'oroi. One pshat is Pasha Pshat, that they carry the whole animal home in the with the hide. But the other pshat is, it says Mafshila L'Chayrov, he put it on the back. So Rav Sameach says an interesting pshat. We learned that Hesach Hadas, not paying attention to something, can make it tamei. The only way something can remain tar is if you watch it. So he says, what happens here? You're putting the Karan Pesach on your back. When you put the Karan Pesach on your back, you're not watching it. If you're not watching it, it's going to become tamei. So that's why the Gemara says, put it in its leather. The leather is not mekabel tuma, so it protects it from becoming tamei. Omer of Ilish, Rav Ilish says, tayos. They walk like Arab merchants. Walking in this fashion with your pekel on your back is the way the Arab merchants walk. So Mefarshim explained, what does the Gemara mean when it says, what's the Gemara trying to tell us? It says that a person should say, I'm going to walk like an Arab with a pekel on my back. I'm a chash of a person. So the Gemara is teaching us, when it comes to carry the Karban Pesach home, to show the chavivas ha-mitzvah, to show how much you love the mitzvah, and you yourself are carrying, you're not hiring a truck driver to do it, you carry it yourself with such a avoider, such a geschmack, you show how a mitzvah is supposed to be performed.
Would they have the